bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, yeah, baby, just be getting down, you know, one-horse open sleigh, all that good stuff. I think it's, what is today? Is this Wednesday? I think so. I've had a real strange week, Jeff Bennett here, live on this 29th day of November. There's times I'm not sure if I'm alive. No health issues, just working my buns off on stuff and woke up at 5:30 this morning after just a few hours sleep and got started on a project. 6.5 hours completely tore our master bedroom apart, which is not easy to do. We got some very heavy furniture. And had the carpet scrubbed. Got everything put back together. And then I passed out. Oh, it felt so good. That's the best sleep I've had in a while. Welcome to a Wednesday night, Edge of Darkness. I've had no time to work on health-related programs for a week or so. We'll get that back to it. It's this time of the year. There's so much insanity going on. I was sitting in the other room a short while ago watching news-related stuff with my wife. And it's not too often that I'll sit there and watch the stupid television. But I'm going to tell you something. I never saw such stupid insanity in my life, the stuff they're talking about. Oh, this upcoming election is all going to be controlled by the economics, and everybody's hurting, everything's down, and people are, cost of food is up 27% since 2020, and blah, 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 blah. All this stuff we're fully aware of. Another commercial goes to idiot Biden, and they're trying to convince the American public that Joey's working really hard to make things better for us all. If one was a human being that had a preference for alternative sexual proclivities, then I might suggest that people would like what's going on with Biden, because we're all taking it in the you-know-what anyway. I know that offends you. Excuse the hell out of me. I have long since stopped being concerned about who is offended. If you're offended by things of that nature that I say, you're offended by the wrong things. It's the reason I say these things that I am offended. The lies, the deceit, my God, the amount of money that Biden has basically told all these students, oh, all these college loans you took to go to school to better yourselves, you don't have to pay them back. We're going to stick it to the schools. Well, that's a difficult situation. Some of those loans were legitimate. But this is how they're going to repay everybody? Somebody somewhere is getting screwed with this whole thing. Maybe the people that got the loans got overcharged. You know, we had an issue with University of Phoenix for a good number of years. My daughter, back in the days when she had her head together, went to University of Phoenix for several years. The amount of money that she owed was horrific. I don't know, maybe she finally got it all written off. I don't know. She and I don't talk too often. Welcome to America. Of course, it's no longer America. It's South America, Central America, Chinese America. It's everything else. I sat there working on things the other day as relates to the invasion. Continued invasion of America. This insanity does not end. It's not going to end. Let me share with you a couple of headlines. I'm not going to get into the whole story. I'm not going to spend time. If you have interest, then I'm going to invite you to go to federalobserver.com and look at some of these things for yourself. We're witnessing an unending surge of migrants. It's creating a public health crisis. Did you know that? Well, this particular article is written by a doctor, by a physician. He says he tends to view the burgeoning migrant border crisis as much a public health emergency as it is a national security emergency. He says the distinction is becoming more and more blurred since the 2 million or more migrants who've crossed our southern border illegally over the past year, many supposedly seeking asylum, they're bringing both problems with them. Don't get me wrong, the doctor continues. Many of the millions who've escaped Venezuela or Central America for economic and political reasons certainly have legitimate causes to leave their countries, but we don't have the public health infrastructure here to absorb them all. Not to mention the burdens on our local and state economies. At the same time, deadly fentanyl is pouring across our porous borders, posing a huge medical risk of overdoses all across the nation. From a public health point of view, the doctor continues, we are hardly prepared to handle such huge numbers of migrants, many of whom have chronic health issues or other acute problems. I understand his approach from the medical standpoint. It goes beyond that. It's quickly reaching the point that why the hell would anybody want to stay in this country? The country is being given away to illegals from all over the world. Another headline, voters want control of the border, but do they want Trump immigrant roundups and detention camps? I'm not going to spend any time talking about that one. You can take a look at the two or three paragraphs and blah, 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 blah. The Trump business. It just doesn't end. And then, of course, we've got Well, you know, I have to get some of my satirical sense of humor crap in here. You know, I go take old movie posters. There was a film done back in the 50s called Wetbacks. Movie starred Lloyd Bridges, Nancy Gates, Barton McLean, a couple other people I never heard of. Oh, but it was in color. States are spending millions of dollars to send migrants somewhere else. They're still spending the money to get them out of their state. New York, Chicago, God knows where else. States are spending tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to ship these invaders elsewhere. Started as a Republican political stunt ahead of the midterms, has now led states and cities of both parties to spend significant resources to help the invaders and the asylum seekers reach other parts of the country. Well, this country, of course, has a resettlement process for refugees that ensures they're placed in communities prepared to support them. But there is no such national coordination for migrants nor asylum seekers. And who the hell can afford it? Responding to historic levels of migration throughout the Americas has come with high costs across the board in this country. Let me tell you something. It's time to stop sending them elsewhere inside the country. I say send them home. Oh, does that offend you? I don't really care. Come to Arizona, see what we're witnessing here right now. It's appalling. Amongst the projects I began to work on today had to do with my wife and I getting this ability to sell this house and get the hell out of here. Oh, a lot of the illegals that come to Arizona, you know, a couple thousand a day. Well, a lot of them aren't staying here. They're getting bussed, they're getting planed. But they're getting other people's jobs. And their bosses habla español. We got the Border Patrol taking drastic action. Thousands of invaders coming in through Tucson every day. Oh, that's right. As of several days ago in the Washington Examiner, an interview with a U.S. Border Patrol leadership person out of the Tucson, Arizona region, they're calling for all hands on deck. Unprecedented surge of illegals. Law enforcement agents in southeastern Arizona sound the alarm in conversations, disclosing that agents have been pulled from manning the highway checkpoints, canceled all training classes, even diverted from desk jobs, like posting updates on the organization's local social media, a sign of just how strained the agency has become. Thousands crossing in just one part of the southern border every day. Did you hear that? Thousands crossing the southern border every day. As of this past Monday, the statement made was, this morning we had more than 5,000 people in custody, far more than our holding capacity. Welcome to America. And how about the ones that just get to fly in? So long as they can buy the ticket, they get to fly in over the country and, oh, take us to D.C., take us to Florida, to Texas, to New York, to Chicago. take us to Idaho, take us wherever the hell we want to go, and they get to do it. I'm fed up, folks. But get this one. And I think this is something I made reference to last week. I've lost track. The number of illegal Chinese that are coming to this country has become unbelievably appalling. Chinese, they come to the country now. They're not coming here to eat no rice. Uh-uh. Oh, they will, but, you know, what the hell? I can't find it just because I want to. It never fails. This is the kind of stuff we're seeing, people. I shared with this piece last week about Bill Gates spending money on huge swaths of land, threatening farms, and investing in fake meats under the guise of saving the planet while he's actually inflating the net worth and trying to seize a monopoly on a vegan future. Oh, $268,984 total acres that Bill Gates has purchased. 242,000 acres of which are farmland. He's buying farmers out. 25, almost 26,000 acres in Arizona alone. Over 10,000 or over 9,000 acres in Idaho. 16,000 acres in Washington State. 1 acre in New Mexico. I wonder what the hell that's all about. 48,000 acres in Arkansas. 69,000 acres in Louisiana. 17,000 in Mississippi. 14, almost 15,000 in Florida. North Carolina, he only picked up 874 acres. Now, he's probably going to set up some kind of a funky deal like he had with, what's his name? The guy that committed suicide in jail because he got caught with his pants down with young girls or whatever, you know. Do you understand any of this? I guess I do and I don't. I start looking at the economic headlines over the last few days. Gold prices headed for all-time highs, could eventually hit 2,500. I have not even had a chance to look and see what the markets did today. The last time I looked, gold had shot up considerably. And let's see if I can pop this sucker open. Let's do this. Oh, I told you, I'm kind of all over the place today. You know, not a big deal. Just the nature of what it is we're dealing with. Come on, open up, sucker. Hold on. I'm going to choke here for a second. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Gold currently sitting at roughly $2,049 an ounce. Silver at over $25 an ounce. That's spot, folks. Don't try to buy it at that figure. Yeah. The last time that I had done anything. Give me a second. Oh, I told you, it's going to be a strange program. It's kind of, you know, bouncy-wouncy. A lot of stuff going on. Last time I looked at gold, it was at $2,044 an ounce. That would have been yesterday sometime. And I think I just shared with you, it's how much? How much? Come on. 2,048. So, you know, only up $4 since yesterday. But the point is, it was, you know, a couple of weeks ago was under 2,000. So it's up. People are trying to buy food. I'm shocked people are wasting their money trying to buy grossly overpriced cars. I'll keep my older used cars, thank you. I've got one car that's just turned 100,000. Got another car that's, I think, sitting at about 45, 46,000. It's a GMC. I'm not a huge lover of American cars in most instances. The price was right on this car. Low mileage, one-owner car. Bought it for the wife. The other car I own is a Hyundai. Now, Hyundai's and Kias have gotten massive recalls. The only recall on the car that we have, the Hyundai, which also was a one-owner car, I bought it with 70-some thousand on it. It's now at over 100. And all of a sudden, one day, I was in for an oil change. I said, Mr. Bennett, you got a recall. You're getting a brand-new motor. Brand-new motor with a 100,000-mile warranty on it. I'm going to complain. Other than that, on that particular car, there's been no recalls. Go figure that one out. Oil and gas giants are cashing in on climate crisis, which they helped to cause. Oh, here's a problem with the upcoming election year. Only 36% in this country still believe in the American dream. 2% believe the economy is excellent, but 18% rate it poor. I think it sucks. We can just say goodbye to the middle class, right? The Fed's draining our economy. Same way the farmers have drained their aquifers. Oh, by the way, today is the 29th of November. Next Tuesday, the 5th of December, there will be an interesting change in this program. I will no longer be broadcasting in this time slot. No, the Edge of Darkness, or whatever we choose to call this program on any given day, will still be heard three nights a week. But beginning next Tuesday, we'll be on 2 hours. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll be on different time slots. I hope I've got this right. I think we're going to be on from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time for those 3 days. Yeah. Allows me to get some better things done. Well, that'll take place next week. So tomorrow night, Thursday, is basically the last night you will hear me in this time slot. End of the world. COVID-19 vaccines have killed 13 million people that we are aware of. Roundup, or whatever they call their company name now, is still having major legal troubles. They're losing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, being able to fork out millions of dollars to settle for people that got killed because of Roundup. It's amazing. Bill Gates. I've got more stuff on this Gates business. It just keeps coming at us. It is quite appalling, my friends. Quite appalling. So now we got Chinky Ding. China's growing espionage and propaganda are threatening this country. And Congress even tells us that they have little grasp on just how deeply the Communist Party's influence has infiltrated communities all across this nation. They got a presence on American soil which has revealed itself in the network of secret police stations in major cities across this country. And what about little red classrooms in the kindergartens? Oh, yeah. The members of the bipartisan House China Select Committee have released a memo detailing how the U.S. has failed to combat Beijing's infiltration and expected to get a lot worse. Of course, let's not forget that last week, Joey went and broke bread with King Kai Power, whatever the heck the guy's name is. Yeah, yeah. Xi Jinping. Unreal. How much money from China is funding our public schools? Huh. There you go. You really want to know? Little red classrooms. Still in operation. One of the biggest financial funders, China, is got so much money invested in the Seattle, Washington public schools and the Sisters School District in Oregon and the Tulsa public school system and the St. Cloud and Minnetonka public schools in Minnesota. Cloverport Independent School District in, is that Oklahoma? No, that's not Oklahoma. It's a state directly below Indiana. Could that be Kansas? Nah, I don't know. Oh, let's go to go down to Texas. Highland Park Independent School District. Seven contracts are still active in Texas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Washington. I guess that was Kentucky. We've allowed all of this to take place. And yet Joe Biden goes and sits down and breaks rice bowls with China's president Xi Jinping. Good Lord. This guy ain't going to live to get reelected. Let's wake up to the fact of that matter, okay? Quick comment. 94 years of age. One of the co-founders of Home Depot, Bernie Marcus, explained earlier this month why he has never been more frightened for this country in his life. He said, if you look at what's going on around you, you know that we're falling apart. Our economy is falling apart. And he told that to a very large audience in Palm Beach, Florida, just a week or so ago. There's an interesting video of Bernie. We've got it published at federalobserver.com. Most of tonight's program is based on what's over at federalobserver.com, okay? And I invite you to go spend some time there. It's all quite appalling. Let me ask you a question. What if the Constitution our Constitution no longer applied? You think about some of the headlines I've shared with you today and the things we've discussed, and we take a look at the comments that I just shared with you from one of the co-founders of Home Depot. It becomes obvious that freedom's greatest hour of danger is now. Andrew Napolitano said, what if the rights and the principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution any longer? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now? Well, I am known for having this ability to choose phenomenal images to publish, along with the various articles that we also publish on our sites, federalobserver.com, predominantly. What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now? What if I told you to get off your ass and do something? Now, that's actually a quote from a movie. Understand, my friends, we are approaching critical mass, the point at which all hell breaks loose. Our government is pushing us ever closer to a constitutional crisis. And what makes the outlook so much bleaker is the utter ignorance of the American people and those who represent us about our freedoms, our history, and how the government is supposed to operate. As Morris Berman pointed out in his book, Dark Ages America, 70% of American adults cannot name their senators or congressmen. More than half don't know the actual number of senators. Nearly a quarter cannot name a single right guaranteed by the First Amendment. 63% cannot name the three branches of government. Other studies revealed, well, I'm not sure about that. Aren't the three branches known as Larry, Moe, and Curly? Something like that. But there's other studies reveal that uninformed or undecided voters often vote for the candidate whose name and packaging are the most powerful. Color is apparently a major factor in their decision, of course. More than government corruption and ineptitude, police brutality, terrorism, gun violence, drugs, illegal immigration, or any other such danger that threatens our nation. Civil literacy, illiteracy may be what finally pushes us over the edge. As Thomas Jefferson warned, no nation can be both ignorant and free. But unfortunately, the American people have existed in a technology-laden, entertainment-fueled, perpetual state of cluelessness for so damn long that civic illiteracy has become the new normal for the citizenry. I mean, it's kind of like telling them that Americans were more able to identify Michael Jackson as the composer of a number of songs than to know that the Bill of Rights was the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. In fact, most immigrants who aspire to become citizens know more about our national civics than we native-born Americans. Surveys indicate that a majority in every state except Vermont would fail a test of U.S. citizenship questions. Do you get it, people? Do you begin to understand, or have you decided that it doesn't matter anymore? What if I told you to get off your ass and do something? You see, I'm afraid that I've been doing that for 28, almost 29 years now. doesn't make me better than any other broadcaster. It just makes me consistent in my approaches, the things I talk about, the things that I've tried to teach our listeners for so damn many years, to challenge our listeners to accept responsibility for the direction that we've allowed this nation to be taken to. If we're not being involved, if we're not acting, if we're not informing, if we're shutting up because we don't want to offend some other family member, someday one of those family members or friends or schoolmates is going to come along and say, "My God, why the hell didn't you tell me?" And what are you going to say? "Oh, I tried." Well, you didn't try hard enough. Do you realize that not even our government bureau rats who are supposed to represent us, they don't know much about civics or American history or geography or the Constitution. And yet they take an oath to uphold and support and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. I took that oath of office on November the 7th, 1965. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a couple attempting to get a marriage license. And they were forced to prove to a government official that New Mexico is, in fact, one of the 50 states and not a foreign country. Do you understand what I just said? This couple tries to get a marriage license. And the so-called government official on the other side of the desk wanted to know, they wanted proof that New Mexico was a state, not a foreign country. You can't make this stuff up, people. Let me share an example of how surreal and stupid this landscape of ours has become. Every year, the White House issues a proclamation affirming the importance of the Bill of Rights.
Ooh, isn't that cool, man, huh?
But those proclamations pay lip service to the government's commitment to upholding the Constitution, guarding against government abuses of power. Don't believe that crap for a second. The government does not want its abuses checked or its powers restricted. For that matter, this is not a government that holds the Constitution in high esteem. Oh, no. Instead, we wouldn't be in this sorry state if it weren't for the damage inflicted in recent years on the freedoms enshrined in the Bill of Rights, which historically served as the bulwarks from government abuse. But the so-called named national security, the Constitution, has been steadily chipped away at, or undermined, or eroded, whittled down, and generally discarded to such an extent that what we are left with is but a shadow of the robust document adopted more than two centuries ago. Bill of Rights. 462 words that represent the most potent and powerful rights ever guaranteed to a group of people officially, and became part of the U.S. Constitution on December the 15th, 1791. Because early Americans like James Madison and Thomas Jefferson understood the need to guard against the government's inclination to abuse its power. And yet the reality we must come to terms with is that in America we live in today, this government does what it damn well pleases. Oh, come on, folks. Don't make a mistake. If our individual freedoms have been restricted, it's only so that the government's powers could be expanded at our expense. U.S. Patriot Act, passed in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, drove a stake through the heart of the Bill of Rights.
violating at least 6 of the 10 original amendments, the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th amendments, maybe even the 13th and 14th. The Patriot Act also redefined terrorism so broadly that many non-terrorist political activities such as protest marches, demonstrations, civil disobedience were considered potential terrorist attacks, thereby rendering anyone desiring to engage in protected First Amendment expressive activities as suspects of the surveillance state. Since 9/11, we've been spied on by surveillance cameras, eavesdropped on by government agents, had our belongings searched, our phones tapped, our mail opened, our email monitored, our opinions questioned, our purchases scrutinized under the U.S. Patriot Act. Banks are required to analyze your transactions for any patterns that raise suspicion and to see if you're connected to any objectionable people. Well, let's not forget that they're watching our activities. No, we've also been subjected to invasive pat-downs and whole-body scans of our persons and seizures of our electronic devices in the nation's airports and at border crossings. I ain't crossing no damn border. We can't even purchase certain cold medicine at the pharmacy anymore without it being reported to the government that our name is being placed on a watch list. Government surveillance, militarized police, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, eminent domain, over-criminalization, armed surveillance drones, whole-body scanners. Don't forget stop-and-frisk searches, all sanctioned by Congress and the White House and the courts and the like. These are merely the weapons of the police state. And the power of the police state is dependent on a populace that just meekly obeys without question. Remember this. When it comes to the staggering loss of civil liberties, the Constitution has not changed. Oh, my friends, I'm afraid it's the American people who have changed. Those who gave us the Constitution and the Bill of Rights believe that the government exists at the behest of its citizens. The government's purpose is to protect, defend, and even enhance our freedoms, not violate them. You know, there's no idle happenstance that the Constitution opened with these three powerful words. We the people. Those who founded this country knew quite well that every citizen must remain vigilant or freedom would be lost. Thomas Paine recognized that it is the responsibility of the patriot to protect his country from its government. You see, we've got no rights, my friends, unless you exercise them. And yet you cannot exercise your rights unless you know what they are. I sit there and look at this image that I came across the other day. Apparently it's one I've had for a while. It's a group of monkeys, baboons. Did you know that a group of baboons is called a Congress? Oh, my friends, it's all become quite clear to me now. If Americans do not understand the Constitution and the institutions and processes through which we are governed, then we cannot rationally evaluate important legislation and the efforts of our so-called elected officials. And nor can we preserve the national unity necessary to meaningfully confront the multiple problems we face today. And that's a warning from the Brennan Center in its Civil Literacy Report Card. Rather than Rather, every act of government will be measured only by its individual value or cost, without concern for its larger impact. More and more, we seem to want what we want, and we'll be convinced that the system that is stopping us is wrong, flawed, broken, or outmoded. Remember that education precedes action. And I'm trying to educate you here. As the Brennan Center concludes, America, unlike most of the world's nations, is not a country defined by blood or belief. America is an idea, or a set of ideas, about freedom and opportunity. It is, or was, those ideas that bound us together as Americans, and for so long kept us free and strong and prosperous. But these ideas do not perpetuate themselves. They must be taught and learned anew with each and every generation. If there is to be any hope for restoring our freedoms, reclaiming our runaway government, we'll have to start by breathing life into those three powerful words that set the tone for everything that follows in the Constitution. Those three words are, we the people. But just remember, we get the government we deserve. It's up to us. We have the power still to make and break the government. We, the American people, the citizenry, we are the arbiters and the ultimate guardians of America's welfare, defense, liberty, the laws, the prosperity. It is time to stop waiting patiently for change to happen. We must act and act responsibly. We must get outraged, get off our butts, get out of our house, get into the streets, get into people's faces. Get down to your political, your local city council. Get over to your local school board, as I've shared with you so many times to do. Get your thoughts down on paper. Get your objections plastered on protest signs. Get your neighbors and friends and family to join their voices to yours. Get your representatives to pay attention to your grievances. Get your children to know their rights. Get your local police to march in lockstep with the Constitution. Get your media to act as watchdogs for the people and not lapdogs for the corporate state. We must get our act together. Get our house in order. In other words, get moving. It still goes back to the image we have posted at the top of this article. What if I told you to get off your ass and do something? People, a healthy representative government is hard work. It takes a citizenry that is informed about the issues, educated about how the government operates, willing to make the sacrifices necessary to stay involved. Whether that means foregoing a Monday night football in order to attend a city council meeting or risking arrest by picketing in front of a politician's office. Whatever you do, don't hinge your freedoms on politics. Our Constitution is neutral when it comes to politics. What the Constitution is not neutral about, however, is the government's duty to safeguard the rights of we, the citizenry. Because we, the people, also have a duty that goes far beyond the act of voting. It's our job to keep freedom alive using every non-violent means available to us. Sometimes it's much simpler than we're led to believe. Know your rights. exercise your rights, defend your rights. For if you don't do these things, then you will lose them. Does it make sense to understand that freedom's greatest hour of danger is now? It's today. It's tonight. It's tomorrow. It was yesterday. It was last week, last year, last month. The time to come is, the time to act is now. America's fate is in our hands, my friends. Time will prevent me from sharing that comment with you. Justin Smith, as you know, is a very prolific writer. When Justin writes a new article, he also tends to write a second article, which is never meant to be an article. It's a letter to me. It's kind of an introduction and a maybe a why or a why not of the article that he's actually presenting. But I have found more and more in the last number of months, those letters that he writes to me are just as important as those full articles he writes. We published one of those such letters at federalobserver.com last night, entitled America's Fate is in Our Hands. And if you were to read it, you begin to question and come to the understanding that everything he writes could so easily be intertwined with that which we've just shared with you. You know, the one that says, what if I told you to get off your ass and do something? Well, that wasn't the title of the article. The title of that article was, what if the Constitution no longer applied? Written by John Whitehead. I've come to have an amazing respect for Whitehead. Take a look at Justin's commentary to me. America's fate is in our hands. You'll find it at federalobserver.com. Now, having said all of this, I may get off the air and go right back to sleep. My problem is I'd be scared to death. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to go back to sleep again. Oh, I have much going on, but I'm going to spend some time getting some things filed here tonight and put away and cleaned up a pile of stuff. I've got a friend who helped me do the restoration of my son's house so many years ago. Who's going to be coming over tomorrow night, stay with us for two or three nights. Help me do a couple of things, but nothing all that important. More just for he and I to spend some time together. And, man, oh man, a Shevitz. Life goes on. We select, or maybe they're selected for us, friends, associates. I don't know, my friends. Anyway, we're going to do some interesting things. Are we about ready to bail on out of here, man? Or did you go back to sleep? Oh, we got a minute. Oh, okay. We're doing some strange stuff. I mean, it's that time of the year. I don't care. I'm going to come on and do some whatever kind of music I decide to do. We open tonight with Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. And we're going to close with another one of their pieces. I mean, why not? You know. I mean, they were both a little bit before my time, but then Crosby was part of my time, whether you liked it or not. And so for the next few weeks, maybe I'll do more Christmas music. Mariah Carey. Brenda, what's her name? Walking around the Christmas tree. Da, 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 da. Yeah, we'll have to pull that one out, too. Believe it, she's still alive. She just re-recorded that song. Simply amazing. These folks like this are outliving us all. Anyway, Lord willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Working on some stuff. I do apologize. By the way, for anybody out there who's got interest, I've got access to 4 1-ounce American Gold Eagle pieces. I can't give you a price right now, but if you're interested in them, do give me a call. And I've got access to these for very quick delivery. Got a client who needs to liquidate these things and take care of some business for his family. Oh, here we go. It's tune times. Hey, look, thanks for being with me tonight. Thanks for having me part of your life. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.